Among the many responsibilities that Dr. Bennett takes on, one of them is human resources organizations that enlist her to mentor, coach, and support onboarding and other performance enhancements. And one of the things that's what this is about. It's about enhancement. It's about improving the bottom line, but helping people really find, as you mentioned it, fulfillment along the way to improving that bottom line. And one of the things that you were sharing with me, Dr. Bennett, is that when we're building the organization and those components that make up the organization, we need to make a distinction between building a team versus building a staff.
Absolutely. And Carl, on the break, you and I were talking, and I gave you my, quote, lesson learned when I started my business 17 years ago, and that was making this mistake of wanting to build a staff. You know, I wanted a staff because I'd been accustomed to being work career had been around the staff. I'd had tons of staff, and in government, you got staff, you got people everywhere. And so when I transitioned out and started my own business, I still had that same mindset. And it took me probably a year to really realize that, oh, I don't need to build a staff. I need to build a team. Because when I started my business, it was more about ego when I said I wanted to build a staff. I got this person doing this and this person doing that. And then I was talking to a person at SBA. I was doing over there for a workshop. And the woman, she's retired now, she said to me, she pulled me aside, she said, LD, let me tell you something. You start a business, you're an entrepreneur, you start a business to make a living for yourself. And she said, I'm looking at your books and everything. You spend all your money paying other people. And I realized at that point is that I did not need a staff, but I needed a team. And there's a difference between building a staff and building a team. Obvious reasons. When you have a staff, you've got overhead. You've got a regular payroll you have to meet. And I tell you, man, there was a period I couldn't kill anything and wouldn't let it die. And I was like, I gotta meet payroll. I'm like, oh my God, my hair is coming out, you know? And so then I realized that, okay, a staff is not what I need, but I need a team. And then what I started doing is looking for people that had the requisite skills that I needed for a particular project. For example, I went from having six people on my staff to being a one-woman show. I upgraded my phone system so that I wouldn't miss any calls, and it was a great, you know, answering system and that kind of thing. But then I started looking for the talent that I needed. I found a graphic designer, and that graphic designer worked by project, and I didn't have to worry about overhead. I paid her per project. This is my growth, and okay, this is what I'm going to pay you for this project. This is what I need. Gave him a deadline. Boom, that was fine. Then I found a good printer, because a lot of things in my line of work were workshop booklets and session materials. So I found a great printer, South City Print here in Charlotte. And so I was saying to South City Print, okay, now this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to do. And then they were able to work with me because I gave them consistent work. They gave me some breaks on some of the products that they produced for me. So then if I was doing a big project and I needed someone to co-facilitate, or I needed someone to work the table for me, I would pay somebody to actually sit at my table, do the registration, whatever, if I was going to a conference. So it's that kind of stuff that you do. You need to look at that. And so I'll segue that into, and we were talking also on the break, Carl, about in large corporations now, people are not pigeonholing their staff by their title. You know, sometimes you work on a job and say, oh, you are support staff, or oh, you are a business manager 101, you're a business manager 1, or you are this or you're that. Well, I do a lot of work with in the telecommunications industry, like with Comcast and Spectrum and all the folks in that area. And one of the things that I admire about them is that they don't look at position title. They look at talent. Okay, you might be in, to our example, you might be on Team A, and somebody else is on Team B, and somebody else is on Team C. If LD and Carl are the project leaders for this particular big project for the organization, this is not about LD and Carl. It's about the organization and what can we put the best team forward. Like you talked about the dream team. I remember that year when Magic Johnson and Bird and Jordan and all those guys, Carl Malone, the mailman, all those guys were on that particular team. But the key about any dream team or any high-performing team is this. Everybody knows their roles. There's clarity in the roles. Roles and responsibility. You didn't see Carl Malone trying to bring the ball down the court. That's not his
right.
job.
Mm-hmm.
His job was to set up in the post and let them feed him the ball. And so when you know that, and with your business, whether you're in a corporation or in government, or whether you're starting your own business with your own team, know your positions and give people clarity. And one of the things about clarity is you have to revisit that. Let's do a quick recap. Does everybody know where you are? Asking those more beautiful questions. Hi, guys. Is there anything I can do to support you? What do you need from me to be your best and to do your best? Asking people those kinds of open-ended questions gives them the latitude to say to you, well, you know what? I need a little bit more time on this, or can I get a few more resources in this area? The key is looking at talent, looking at what people bring to the table. Forget the resume. The resume is all well and good if you're applying for a job. But once you get on that job, people will teach you what they need you to do. And in some cases, we are looking at, I hate this phrase in government. You hear it a lot. That's above my pay grade.
Yes.
That's not in my job description. If you're on this job, everything, they have a clause, a little phrase in there that says, and other duties as assigned.
Yes,
okay?
Exactly.
So even if it's not in your specified job description, you need to step up your game if you want to be noticed, if you want to be considered for to be a part of a team. Let me say something else about how do you build that team and how do you understand and really know and focus in on what your talents are. Start volunteering for work outside of your specific group. Obviously, ask your manager or your supervisor if you're still on a job and say, look, Carl's team is doing X, Y, and Z, and I really would like to know more about that. And I have all of my work is caught up. Can I volunteer over there? And if the manager is wise, the manager will say yes, because what you're doing is adding to your skill set. When you add to your skill set, you enhance the organization that you're working with. It's not, you enhance yourself, but you also enhance the organization. And so thinking about that dream team, we've assessed our talent. We're asking the right questions. The next thing then is clarify the roles and responsibilities. There's a quick matrix you can do. You set the matrix up. This is the job, this is the task, and these are the skills that are required for that. And then you put that out there, and that's how you clarify roles and responsibilities. When we come back, I'll talk to you more about Maximize Consulting LLC.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for more. I tell you what, we are receiving a wealth of information today on Power Friday from Dr. L. Diane Bennett. Stay with us. More to come.